أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. In the previous ayats, this whole discussion from the beginning of the ruku is about the great month of Ramadan, where there are great other benefits. Allah explains, like in the previous ayat, when you complete your ibadat, like namaz, hajj, etc., then make the zikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, turn to Allah ta'ala. And after your ibadat, make dua also. That is a time when duas are readily accepted. Make duas for all your needs, for all your connections, for your akhirat, for everything. It is a time to make dua. So Allah Ta'ala, similarly with regard to roza also, Allah Ta'ala explains the great importance of dua. And this dua should be made before the roza commences, that is at setri time. That is a particular time. And when the roza is coming to an end, iftari time, just before iftari. Particularly those times, a person should engage in dua. Otherwise, Allah has made the whole month such that duas are readily accepted. During the whole day, Allah has ordered all His creation, the birds, fish, etc., that they say Ameen on the duas of the Ummah who are fasting. And at night, from iftari time till sehri time finishes, Allah Ta'ala Himself asks, what do you want? Are you in need of this? Are you in need of that? So duas are readily accepted throughout the year, particularly in Ramadan, and particularly for the people who fast. Their duas are very readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great ibadat also. And the Sahaba, the occasion of the revelation of this ayat was, the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is Allah? If Allah is far from us, then we will shout loud and call unto Allah. And if Allah is near us, then we will speak softly, like munajat, that is, like secretly, privately, we will make dua. And then Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Or جَبْ تُجْسَ پُوچھے میرے مندے مجھ کو. And when my servants ask you with regard to me, whether I'm near or far, first then say to them, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. So میں تو قَرِيب ہوں. I am close to them. And how close is Allah? In another ayat Allah explains, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein, that is your life vein. That is, we are more closer to you than your own life is to you. So close we are to you. If you don't see me, you think I'm far. But I am right close to every person, and I'm more closer to him than his life. From here, one is another aspect is also that Allah has sent us in this world to find Allah, recognize Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made it so easy that Allah is so close, we don't have to go and look for somewhere high and low. We don't have to look around the world for Allah. Allah is right by you, more closer than your life He is to you. Now you just have to connect with Him. That is all. And if unfortunately a whole lifetime we spent and we did not find Allah Ta'ala, and Allah was so close, it will be a very sad case that we are saying Allahu Akbar so much in our lives, but we did not find the greatness of Allah. Allah is so close, and that is what we must acquire. From here, the ulama have deduced that dua after farz namaz should be made softly also. Because Allah is close, Allah is not far, that we shout and ask Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, in another ayat also, Allah Ta'ala says, Ud'u Rabbakum tadarra'an wa khufiya. Call upon your Allah when you make dua with humility and humbleness, and softly, khufiya. And so that is how dua should be made after farz namaz, the ulama have deduced. So anyway, Ramzan is a time when duas are readily accepted. Ujibu da'wat da'i idha da'an. قبول کرتا ہوں دعا مانگنے والوں کی دعا کو جب مجھ سے دعا مانگتے ہیں. And I accept the duas of those people who ask of me. Duas are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Whenever a person asks Allah, Allah Ta'ala accepts the duas very readily. Many, many ahadiths show that a person, when he makes dua to Allah, Allah accepts those duas. And Allah accepts those duas with a few conditions. One is that if we are asking something which is harmful for us, then Allah does not grant it to us. And that is also the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. An example ulama give that you have got some enmity, a fight with somebody, and you curse the person, you make dua for him. But Allah knows that after some time he's going to become your bosom friend, and he's going to be helping you out in so many things also. And you people will be very close later. So Allah doesn't accept that dua. What you made dua that he must become paralyzed, for example. You made dua he must die, for example. But Allah knows that after some time he's going to become your very close and your confidant, your close friend. So Allah does not accept such a dua. You make dua for wrong things. You make dua, then those duas Allah Ta'ala does not accept. And the duas that you make, good duas, Allah Ta'ala accepts them. And this is also the great mercy. The form of the acceptance of duas are also different. Sometimes what we ask for, Allah gives exactly that what we asked for. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala removes by the barakat of the dua. Allah doesn't give you exactly what you ask, but Allah removes some other difficulty from you. Allah gives you some other goodness in your life. Or Allah reserves the dua for the akhirah. And that dua will be so valuable that a person will wish that none of my duas should have been accepted for dunya. They should have been all kept for the akhirah. When a person will see permanently what great rewards Allah is giving on those duas. However, duas are accepted. And it is our dua, and dua is also that great ibadat which is an expression to show that I don't depend on myself. I don't depend on any worldly means. In all my matters, I know it is only in the hands of Allah. And I have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. So dua is mukhul ibadah, the marrow, the crux of ibadah, that is tawheed, tawakkul on Allah. The more a person makes dua, that means the more he has got trust on Allah, not on himself, not on other people, not on his job or his shop or anything. He has got full trust on Allah, and everything he is asking Allah Ta'ala. And if we are neglectful of making dua, that means it shows that we don't need Allah. That is like atheists, how they live. They do the things on their own and they think Allah does nothing. Though we don't believe like that, but our actions show that we also, like, we don't need Allah in our lives. The more a person makes dua, the more it is the expression that I need Allah in my life. I can't do anything myself. Nobody can do anything for me. I have to beg Allah, who is the doer of everything. It comes in a narration that when we complain about our condition, whatever conditions, health, financial, whatever arguments in the family, we go and complain. Allah says, oh my banda, you are complaining about me because I brought those conditions on you. And I who can do everything, you are complaining about me to people who can do nothing for you. No one has got any power to do anything. Only Allah can do everything. So we should not complain to people, we should turn to Allah. Whenever any problems come from Allah, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Somebody is causing you a problem and you're going to complain to somebody else. Allah has sent that condition, and that condition also in most cases are because of our sins. Turn to Allah with repentance. Beg of Allah. One particular thing for which we should be making dua is tawbah and istighfar. We're asking Allah for forgiveness. And when a person who doesn't accept that I'm a sinner, he won't even ask Allah for forgiveness. And we are all sinners and big sinners. Everyone in his category of life, he is a sinner. And we have to beg Allah for forgiveness. But when we don't pick up our hands and we're not turning to Allah, it shows that we don't even accept that we are sinners and we don't ask for pardon also. And that is a very sad condition of a guilty person who doesn't even understand that he's guilty. Consequently, he doesn't even ask for forgiveness. So dua is a very great thing, and you know, it has got great connection with Ramadan. And when a person has kept roza, and the beginning, end of his roza, tilawat of Quran Sharif, all the other ibadat that he makes, then he should always make dua and turn to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي تو چاہیے کہ وہ حکم مانے میرا. He should submit to me. And I told him to make dua, my banda, so he should make dua. And every other command of Allah also. Will yukminu bi, or yaqeen lai mujh par. And he should have his full yaqeen and trust on me, that I know everything, I have got the full power to do everything. So he should turn to me, he must not trust himself, not trust anyone else. He's got a steady job, he's getting his salary, he mustn't trust on that job, he must not trust on his shop, he must trust on nothing, he must trust on me and turn to me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ تَاكِ نِيد رَاح پَرْ آئے, so that they can be guided to the right path. And if so, by dua, Allah Ta'ala says, a person will be guided to righteousness to Allah Ta'ala. He will be guided to Jannah. He will be guided to the pleasure of Allah. Dua, in short, is a very great ibadah. We should not be neglectful of it, especially in the month of Ramadan. Especially before we start our roza, sehri time, when we ending our roza, iftari time. The whole day and night also, how much we can, each one of us should see, when is my slot of dua? Have I allocated 5 minutes for dua? 10, 20 minutes for dua? We should have in our daily program a slot for dua, that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the more we turn to Him, the better it is, the more for ourselves. It is a thermometer and a measurement of our iman. How much we trust in Allah, so much we will be making dua. And those who make dua, Allah grants them much, great, great amounts. And Allah Ta'ala becomes very pleased with them. Whatever problems we have got, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Good conditions, turn to Allah and make His shukr. So in all conditions, we should be turning to Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq and correct understanding, and make great value of this great month which He is blessing us with, free of charge. We did not ask for this month. We haven't begged for it. Allah is just giving it to us. It's here, right on our doorstep. We should try and do the most out of this month. May Allah give us tawfiq.